Tesvav Amud Aleph, end of the second line. Am Rabbi Yochiel Bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan Kol Nifnei Mnao Tal Yadam Menachat Niyaz Vol Nikar Rekir Yishma Mitzvah Al Ma'al Alav Akatsav Kilu Bana Mizbech V'ikri V'lov Karban Tichsiv Erchas B'nikon Kapay V'asoveveh V'asoveivas Mizbech Hacha Hashem. If someone puts on tefillin and then he says Kriya Shema, it's as, and then he davens Shmoneh Esrei, it's as if he builds a Beis HaMikdash and brings a Karban, based on this Pasuk from Tehillim. So Amar le Rabba lo Sabra lamar kilo taval dechsiv erchas v'nikom lakaz v'erachetz kapai. Isn't it also like you're completely cleansed and you went to tefillah? Amar le Rabbi lo Rabba chazimar hayt zorah mirabana asmira harava. Rabbi came once to from Eretz Yisrael. Amar misha in lomaim v'chlat yadu mekaneach yadu b'afar v'tzror uvekismis. That a person who doesn't have water, they should wash their hands and wipe their hands with dirt and rocks or wood, because that makes sense. It doesn't say to wash your hands with water. It says to wash your hands, to clean your hands. He was upset at someone, Rav Chis was upset at the person who was traveling around looking for water instead of davening. Presumably that's referring to the fact that it's Sof Zman Kriya Shema, as the next part of the Gemara says. But when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, you should always look for water. How far do you have to look for water for Shemoneh Esrei? Ad Parsa, about 2.5 miles. That's only if you're going forward. If you have to go backwards, you have to retrace your steps. Even just 2/3 of a mile, you don't have to go back. And obviously, there's a lot of complications how to apply it to modern day living with transportation that we have. Don't have time for that. The Mishnah says, "Hakoriyah Shema v'leishmila ozno yatsa." Someone says Kriya Shema and they listen to, and they can hear it themselves. So then that's yotze. You're yotze. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo yatsa. Rabbi Yossi says you're not yotze unless you hear it yourself. Karavalo dik. Bos yotze. Rabbi Yossi Omer yatsa. If you read and you didn't enunciate all the words, Rabbi Yossi says you're still yotze. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yatsa. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to enunciate the words in order to be yotze. Hakore lamafriya lo yatsa. If you read it out of order, it doesn't work. Kara v'tal yachzol makom shetal. If you made a mistake during Shema, you have to go back and say Shema from the spot that you messed up. My time at Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason for Rabbi Yossi? He says you're not yotze unless you hear the word yourself. Mishum dechsiv Shema. Hashmea laznecha. Masha tamotzi mipicho. You have to listen to your own words. This is Shema Yisrael. The Tanakh comes over Shema b'chol lashon shata Shema. You can Shema, the word Shema is just to teach you that anything that a person can hear and understand. So that's the language you can say Shema. Rabbi Yossi tarji Shema mina. Rabbi Yossi also learns that he just learns both of them. Tanan hasam cher shamadav yenu Shema. You're dealing with a person who can speak but can't hear. Lo yitrum. And you shouldn't take truma. The imtaram truma so truma. But if you did do the truma, so then it works. Man tan chayresh hamadav ravein roshomea diviavid in lechachilah. Who's the one that says that a chayresh who can hear, who can say, but he speak but not hear? Who's the one that says but diavid it works and doesn't and lechachilah doesn't work? So Amar Rav Chisa Rabbi Yossi. Maybe it's like Rabbi Yossi. Ditan hakoresh mavelish mila azno yatsa. Rabbi Yossi. Because the Mishnah says someone who says Shema but can't hear is yotze according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo yatsa. But Rabbi Yossi says you're not yotze when it comes to Kriya Shema. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi lo yatsa el gabi Kriya Shema daraisa. That's because Kriya Shema is a biblical commandment and therefore we're more strict. Rabbi Yossi says you're not yotze. Aval truma mishum brachahu. The only reason that the cheresh can't say it is because it has a bracha, and a bracha you have to hear. But a bracha is not really ma'akev whether or not you did truma. Bracha midrabanan v'lo b'bracha talayim el, that's not ma'akev. And therefore, when it comes to Rabbi Yossi Shita, when it comes to a cheresh doing truma, he would say that b'diavad is still kosher, l'chadchil, you should have someone that can hear the bracha. But for truma, you can be yotze b'diavad with a cheresh, even though Rabbi Yossi says, by Kriya Shema, it wouldn't be Yotze. That's because he holds his daraisa. In my Rabbi Yossi, he dealt with Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe, how do you know it's Rabbi Yossi? Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. V'amar gabi Kriya Shema, namid yavid inu chachilalau. That the same thing when Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that a person who can hear, but who says Kriya Shema, but doesn't hear it himself. So that's also only b'diavad. So too by the Trumats, he's just consistent all around that a b'diavad works even if you don't hear yourself say it. So teida de katani hakore. That's also mashma in the word hakori. Someone who reads. It doesn't say one should read or one can read. It says someone who did it already. So that's b'diavad, but still not lechachila. Amri, hi, dekatani hakori lo diach hakoch de Rabbi Yossi. Maybe it's not true. Maybe the reason that it says hakori is to teach you the strength of Rabbi Yossi's chumra. To amri, diavad namilo. because even if it happens b'di'eved, it still doesn't work. But it's not to teach you anything about Rabbi Yossi. D'i Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, one would say that Rabbi Yehuda thinks even l'chachil is yotzei. B'mayu kimtak Rabbi Yossi. So what are we saying? So now we're saying that the Cheresh is like Rabbi Yossi, that it works b'di'eved only because it's d'rabbanan. Money. So now we have another Mishnah, another Bryce that says, what if you do the same thing by benching? So who's that going to? The benching says, b'di'eved yir yotzei, but l'chachil you shouldn't. So money, lo Rabbi Yossi, lo Rabbi Yehuda, di Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar l'chachil na'am yotzei. We're just saying that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that l'chachil you could do it. And Rabbi Yossi, we just said, divyed na'am ilo. That Rabbi Yossi, the koach Rabbi Yossi of the hakore of Shema, is that that it wouldn't work. And therefore, and why do we compare it to Shema and not to the Truma case where Rabbi Yossi says David does work? Because this is a case of benching, which is a mitzvah daraisa to bench. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi would say, b'di'eved, just like Kriya Shema doesn't work b'di'eved, even b'di'eved, so too by benching it shouldn't work even b'di'eved. So it's a low elamai Rabbi Yehuda. Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda, u'd'yevet in l'chachila lo. No, really, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that b'd'yevet, it works, but l'chachila, no. And that's what it also means. That's what it also means when, let me say it by Shema, it also means by benching. Elahad detan Rabbi Yehuda, b'red Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, cheresh hamadab b'enu shemei atorim l'chachila. So money. But we have another b'raisa that says, that someone who does truma lechachilos, who's that going to according to? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar di'evet in lechachilos lo. That he, Rabbi Yehuda, only says that the cheresh could do it b'di'evet, but not lechachilos to do truma. So Rabbi Yossi, and if it's Rabbi Yossi, obviously it wouldn't work. Ha'di'evet na'am lo. Rabbi Yossi thinks even b'di'evet it wouldn't work. El olam Rabbi Yehuda, v'afil lechachilos na'ami. Even Rabbi Yehuda says even lechachilos would work for a cheresh that can't hear to do truma. His Rebbe said, no. That's saying even b'di'eved you need Shema Yisrael Shalom Kadosh Shem Echad. Arm the Rebbe Meir Harei Hu Omer Asher Anochi Mitzav Chayom Ala Vavecha. It's based on your heart. Achrash Kavanas Halev Hein Hein Devarim. So it's only about your heart. Rebbe Meir says that it's always about the heart. Even l'chachil you could be yotzei if you don't hear it. So wait a second. Hashat Asas L'chachil. Now that we're going to say that Rabbi Meir is in the mix, another Tan who thinks that l'chachil you could even say without hearing. Afilu tema Rabbi Yehuda k'revay. Svirale. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yosef ben Azaria. V'lo kasha Rabbi Meir have Rabbi Yehuda. Anytime it says it works, it's because Rabbi Yehuda passes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Tanan hasamakol k'shem l'kros l'samak ilochos v'kashir v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda mash v'katan. So the Gemara says, based on the Mishnah, that everyone is kosher to read Megillah, except for Cheresh Atav Katan. Then Rabbi Yehuda answers, yeah, but Katan could do. So Man Tana Cheresh B'di'eved Na'am Ilo Amar? Na'am Ilo. Who's the one that says that a Cheresh also B'di'eved doesn't work? So Rabbi Yehuda, we just said, passing like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, that really, L'chachila in, but B'di'eved Lo. So here we're having a situation where the Cheresh Atav Katan, even B'di'eved, is not working. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. It doesn't make a distinction otherwise. Amar Rav Matana, Rabbi Yossi, it's really Rabbi Yossi. Ditana Karei Shema V'lo Yishmei La'azno Yatza. Di Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Yatza. Rabbi Yossi is presumably saying that even B'di'evet it doesn't work for Acher. Shemad Rabbi Yossi, B'di'evet Na'ami Lo. How do we know that's Rabbi Yossi and he passes B'di'evet doesn't work? Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, U'l'chachil Huda Lo. Hadi'evet Shavir Dami. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda and he thinks B'di'evet does work. So he said, no, you can't say it's Rabbi Yehuda. Lo sakadai tekatani chirish dumia deshotu v'katan. Because chirish dumia have to go together. Mashotu v'katan d'yevet na'am ilo. Those situations, you don't have das. So obviously it wouldn't work. Av chirish d'yevet na'am ilo. So then he said, wait a second. V'dil maha k'di'isav ha'k'di'isa. Maybe they're separate. Okay, fine, we'll live them all together, but only on a l'chachila level. But b'di'evet, maybe they're different. Chirish would work, and shot of a katan wouldn't. So wait a second. Umi mazes lalko like Rabbi Yehuda. How can we say it's like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, it has his own opinion in the next part of the Mishnah. Hadzikani seifa, Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Mechlad d'reishol av Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda adds on afterwards, the katan, he disagrees and says the katan would work, implies that the first part is not necessarily with Rabbi Yehuda. And if it was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda should also then say that not only does a katan work, that a cheresh would work, but yeah, but the fact that he doesn't say it means that it's not Rabbi Yehuda. V'dilma kulu Rabbi Yehuda, utrei gavni katan. Maybe no, maybe it's talking that it's the whole thing is really Rabbi Yehuda. But we have to reinterpret, we have to sort of read between the lines. In that situation of where it says chereshet v'katan can't work, so that's a situation where it's not legal. V'katan sheikilachenach avilachachil kasher de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda ma'achshu v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda is ma'achshu with a katan who is higilachenach, probably 9 or 10 years old. V'mayu kimta. So who are we saying like Rabbi Yehuda? Udiyavid in chachilo. So therefore, we understand that whole mission about Kriyas Megillah to be b'diyavid. It still works even though lechachila doesn't. What about that truma case where he says lechachil? So mani lo Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Yevad in lechachil lo Rabbi Yossi Yevad nami lo, and Rabbi Yossi is machmer in all situations. Rabbi Yehuda just says to be Yevad if it works. So who says lechachil? El my Rabbi Yehuda vafil lechachil nami. And maybe Rabbi Yehuda thinks even lechachil will work. Now, what about the benching situation where it's only okay with Yevid? Lo, Rabbi Yehuda, lo, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda, ha, mar, fil, lechachil, nami. Rabbi Yossi, ha, mar, fil, b'di'evid, nami. Lo. So, li'olam, Rabbi Yehuda, ha, fil, lechachil, nami. Even Rabbi Yehuda thinks that lechachil would work. Velo kasha hati de hadrabe. De tan Rabbi Yehuda, mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Azariah, ha, koryas, shema, tarach, shashmilas. No. That the Rabbi Yehuda ben Azariah thinks Shneimar Shema Yisrael, that you can always b'di'evid it would work, but Rabbi Yehuda himself thinks l'chachila it would work even l'chachila. Amar Rabbi Meir, Harei Hu Omer Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom Alavecha Achar Kavanas Lev Hein Handavarim, so that Rabbi Meir thinks again that even l'chachila you could do it without hearing yourself. Hashit Asas L'chachia Afilu Tam Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yisrael. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds, like I said before, like his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it works b'di'evit, but not l'chachila. Look, Hashahad Rabbi Yehuda, ha, Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Chista, Amar Rav Shila. Halach Rabbi Yehuda, she'amim mishim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Halach Rabbi Yehuda, u'tzricha. You have to say both. We're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and we're passing like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which, even though they're the same halacha, the b'di'evit it works, but l'chachila it doesn't, you still have to say both them to Iash. When Halach Rabbi Yehuda, have him not feel l'chachila. Maybe you would think Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's also l'chachila. K'mashal Halach Rabbi Yehuda, she'amar mishim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That it's also only b'di'evit that it works, not l'chachila. V'yash min halach Rabbi Yehuda she'amar mishim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah havim netzarach v'yin lo takana. Maybe you would think that a person does it, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that if they do it, then there's no takana. You can never make it up. K'mash l'halach Rabbi Yehuda, who says that b'di'evit it works. So Rabbi Yosef Mechon's Kriyat Shema Havah B'Shar Mitzvot Tiriyah Kol Lo Yatsa. Everyone agree. Everyone thinks that this machlokes that we're talking about in Kriyat Shema is only for Kriyat Shema, but not for other mitzvahs, which would go against a lot of the Gemara that we just said about Truma and Menching and Mikra Megillah, but when it comes to other mitzvahs, this opinion Rabbi Yosef thinks that it's lo yatsa, no matter what. Wait a second. We just talked about the whole case of benching, and there's a situation where b'di'evit you could be yotze. If Rabbi said this statement, he meant it like this. Everyone else agree in every other situation, every other mitzvah, you're yotze. It's only Kriyat Shema, maybe because it has a very strict daraisa status that we're more machmir, that there's the machlokes, but every other mitzvah you're yotze b'di'evit. Wait a second, the pasuk you just quoted implies that you have to hear it, you have to hear it also. The pasuk in Devarim. So the Gemara says, no, see, if that's really talking about the Talmud Torah, that you have to be able to hear your Talmud Torah and to be yotze your Talmud Torah. So Karvelo Dikav Yosef, so let's say you don't announce it. Amri Yabatav Yamri Yisrael, Hahu B'direi Torah Ksif. Sorry. We pass on like both to be makeup, the eved that it works, and also if you don't enunciate that it also works. Now that we're talking about Rabbi Tavi's statements from Rabbi Yoshia, let's say another one. Rabbi Yachsev, Shalosh, Shine, Telosis, Vaena, Shaol, Veotzer, Rechem. So, Vechim, in Shaol, it's a Rechem. What's the connection between the depths, meaning a grave, and a womb? El Lomar Locha, Ma Rechem, Machnesumotzi, Avshol, Machnesumotzi, just like a woman to get pregnant has to have seed go in and then you have a child come out. So too, a person's body is put into the grave and then will ultimately be brought out by Tichias HaMesim, by the revival of Deval HaDorim Kav HaChomer. But isn't it a Kav HaChomer? Ma Reachem Shemachnitzim Bochashai Motzim Imen Mekoholi Kolos, the seed that goes into a womb goes in without a lot of noise. So, and then when the child comes out, so everyone's very happy, Kole Kolos. She'oh, when it comes to a grave, everyone's also makes a lot of noise. This is about Kole Kolos, that there's a lot of noise, people are crying, people are sad. So Eino Din Shematzim Menem Kole Kolos, so too when the body is brought out of the grave. So it's also going to be Bekole Kolos, loud noises. What are the loud noises? We said today's Haftorah from Yeshayahu. Vahiva Yomahu, Yitaka Shofar Gadol. There's going to be a loud shofar blast. Presumably that's part of the Kole Kolos. This is one of those instances, we have many of them, one of the examples, where we have a reference to Tchias Mesim in the Psukim. This is a pasuk from Mishlei, though, so it's not the Torah specifically, but it's in Tanakh. That when the pasuk says uchsavtam, you have to write them. It doesn't just mean about the mitzvah, but it also means the mitzvah and the tzava of the mitzvah, meaning the vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. That also goes into the tefillin. Amar le de amar lachmani, Rabbi Hudahi. The Amar Gabe Sota Alos Kosev Tsevaos Eno Kosev. The pasuk says Alos Uchsoves Alos Ha'ila, that you have to write the curses, but it says specifically the curses, and you don't have to write the tsevaos that came before the curses. V'hasam hu dechsev kasvas Alos Ha'ila aval hacha dechsev uchsav tam afilu tsevaos nami atu tam ed Rabbi Hudi Mishum dechsev bechasav. Is it because the word kasav tam ed Rabbi Hudi Mishum dechsev Alos? It says it specifies the alos is what's written down. Alos in Tzavaslo. So no, we still have to say it's like Rabbi Yehuda that it's based on Chsav Tam. Says lo itzrich itzak da'ach mechaniel k'siva k'siva mehasim mahasim alos in Tzavaslo. Afachan hami Tzavaslo. Maybe you would think by Shema by Tefillin also you wouldn't have to write the Tzavos. Kaz rechmane uchsav tam afilu Tzavos. That's why you need the word uchsav tam to teach you that you read it. Tani Rabbi Ovadia Kamed Rava Lamanatem Shaylam Lamudcha Tam. That every time you sing or every time you learn the Kriya Shema, you have to say the full words. Shitin Rav Ben Advikim. You have to make sure that you create a separation between the words that have similar letters, the start and end. The ending the letter and the starting letter of the next word, they have similarities, so you have to make sure to make a pause. What are those situations? Ani Rava Basrei Kigon Al Levavech Al Levavchem Bechol Levavech Bechol Levavchem Esav Pisadcha Veivadatem Veibadatem Mehira Veibadatem Mehira Hakanaf Pesil Eschem Meeretz Amar Rebbe Chanin Kol Korei Kriyas Shema Medak Vos Yosei. Anyone who is very careful and scrupulous and enunciates his words during Kriyas Shema Mesan Lo Gehenim. If you're going to Gehenim, it at least won't be so hot. That's what he says. Shenema Beferas Shakai Malachim Bat Shaleg B'Tzalon Atrei Befares Ella Befaresh. You say it explicitly. You say it very clear, carefully. Atrei B'Tzalmon, and don't read it Salmon, but rather read it Tzalmaves, which is a reference to Gehenim. V'Amar Rebbe Chama Rebbe Chanin Alam Nitzuchu Alim Lenachalim. Why is the pasuk in? Why is the pasuk in Tehillim? No, pasuk in Bamidbar. Why does it connect the tents with the stream? Tichsiv kenechalim ta'ayu kekanos alei nahar kalim natav v'gomer lomer lecha ma nechalim nechalim alinas adam into melatara. If you go into a stream, you can be, depending on the stream and the circumstance, you can go from impurity to purity. So too, a person, when they go into the Ohalim, what are the Ohalim, Rashi says? The Bati Midrashos. When you go into shul, you go into to learn, so that can bring a person from a chiyuv into a zchus, just like a mikvah can bring someone from the status of tame into the status of tahor. That is where we'll leave off, the two dots at the top of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Shkayach.